Hey guys, welcome to another episode of A New Attitude with LaJe. So, currently, I am feeling like all the cozy vibes. I am in my closet because I have recently put the girls to bed and I'm trying to, you know, get out a couple of episodes. I think I'm going to be batch recording some content because we'll be doing our Jamaica trip very soon. So I just want to get ahead and, you might hear them in the background, but I'm like in my closet. I got my little candles burning, just giving all the cozy vibes. So, in this episode, I really want to, I've been doing a lot of reflection. I feel like a huge thing that I talk about on my platform is my experience with the Fly Lady system. And for those of you who are not familiar with the Fly Lady system, it's kind of the system that kickstarted my whole journey of like learning about you know, progress, not perfection, and grace, and how to break big tasks into small tasks, and you know, doing things little by little. It's what kickstarted my journey of learning about routines and tiny habits and how to like grow your habits over time. And from there, I've just kind of like expanded upon that and tried to take those concepts into a lot of different areas of my life. Well, one thing that kind of kickstarted this journey for me was actually a trip. My family and I were traveling for the first time as a family of six, and we had to get like on an airplane and do all the things. And that trip was so stressful to me. And stressful is an understatement. Sometimes I feel like I still struggle like post-traumatic stress disorder after that. And it was like after that trip where I was just like, what I'm doing is not working and I really have to find a better way to manage our life, because how am I supposed to do anything beyond just the day-to-day living? How are we supposed to do anything beyond, you know, eat and keep the house clean and go to school? Like, if I can't figure out how to function, you know, and just make these processes smoother. Like, I don't want our family to just be a family that never does anything fun, because every time I try to do something, it's overwhelming and stressful and stuff. So, here we are now, I think it's like 3 or 4 years later, and we're getting ready to do another trip. And I feel like I'm approaching it now, and I'm just like in a much better place, in a much better headspace. We haven't had the trip yet, so I don't know, you know, what's gonna pop up, if I'm gonna have some different feedback after the trip is over. But right now, I feel like I'm in such a better place. And so I've been doing some reflections and thinking about, like, what is different today versus back then? Like, what have I learned? And, like, what are all the steps on the journey that I've had to take to become like the home manager, if you will, that I am today? Because that's what it kind of feels like in order to kind of pull this off in a way that's like not making me pull my hair off. It does feel like being kind of like a manager and making sure that, you know, you see the vision, that all the pieces are moving, everybody's where they're supposed to be, and you know, things are just getting done in a timely manner. So I wanted to do a series of episodes kind of like reflecting on that and thinking about that. And so today, I wanted to kickstart off this little series by talking about our spidey senses. How do you know when it's time to take action? When you have a big project or something coming up, how do you know when it's time to work on it? For me, like, I can know something's coming up, but one thing I used to be guilty of is relying on this, like, sense, this internal sense, if you will, that okay, now I should probably get moving on that. Like, I've been knowing about this project for months, and then it's like, I don't know, something out of nowhere comes, and I feel like this little, honestly, it feels like a little bit of anxiety, like a little bit of kick in the pants, and now it's time to get started on that. And what I have learned is that is my little spidey sense, my little sense of whatever tells me that it's time to get started. Mine's a little broken. And I've learned that I cannot trust it. So, as is, like, I need to do some things to recalibrate it and make sure that she is in touch with reality. And so I want to talk about that a little bit today. I want to talk about just why I feel like my spidey senses are a little off. I want to talk about how my spidey senses, if you will, have really just kicked me in the butt in the past. And lastly, I want to talk a little bit about how to like get your spidey senses in check, how to recalibrate it and get your spidey senses back in touch with reality. And so I don't know if y'all have like another word for this, but that's what I'm gonna call it. That little kick in the pants, that little feeling inside of you that's like, okay girl, now's the time to take action. Because if I trust mine, I would be getting things done like way too late. I would be starting way too late. And that's bit me in the butt a lot. So that's what I want to talk about in this episode. If you are interested in this conversation, then stay tuned and let's chat. All right, so the first thing that I want to talk about is like why I feel like my spidey senses for when it's time to get things done, why I feel like they're not trustworthy. Okay, so y'all know I'm trying to get ready for this trip to Jamaica, and I have forced myself to start planning for this trip. I think I intended to start planning, honestly, like in January, but honestly, I don't really think I kind of got moving until like closer to spring, like spring break-ish. And I really didn't, I felt like honestly that at that time it was like too early. It felt like awkwardly early, but I was like, you know what? I've been there, done that. And I know even when it feels awkwardly early, I'm going to be thanking my lucky stars if I get a start on this now. So I began to take action, even though like my spidey senses weren't really kicking in. And I honestly felt like it felt awkward, you know, like, I don't know why it feels that way to me, but when I'm doing things like freakishly early, like I feel resistance to it. And so, girl, it wasn't until like a week and a half let me just round it up. 2 weeks out from our vacation that my spidey senses finally kicked in and it was like, all right, time to get some stuff done. Luckily, I didn't listen to her, so most of my preparation and planning, all that stuff, was already kind of done before my spidey senses kicked in. But I was just thinking, like, if I relied and trusted on my spidey senses to tell me when I need to get things done, when something is now pressing, when something needs my attention, I would have been so screwed for this trip. This is one of the first trips where I really took my time with planning, where I really started, you know, early as I've described, and where I really feel like I approached this trip more like a neurotypical person would, if that is a thing. And I was just like, just incredibly shocked that my spidey senses would kick in 2 weeks before it was time to leave, because I know how much work I have put into this trip, how much planning, how much research, how much shopping I have put into this trip, you know, to get to this point. So it's just incredibly shocking to me. So I want to talk about why do I feel like my spidey senses don't trigger until it's like way too late. Whereas I feel like somebody who is maybe more neurotypical, maybe why their spidey senses, like the average person, their spidey senses would trigger a lot sooner. So for me, I think that one reason my spidey senses don't really like trigger at an appropriate time is because I don't really have all of the information. Like, especially if I haven't like planned out the trip, I haven't written out the sequence of steps, I feel like my brain doesn't really think about every single thing there is that needs to be done. I don't know if my brain thinks in like, sorry, I had a little kid come in and had asked me a question. So what was I saying? Yeah, I feel like my brain doesn't naturally lay out all the information. My brain does not naturally think of all the itty bitty tiny steps that need to be done. And like, I don't know why I feel like it doesn't feel as heavy or as expansive as it actually is until like I actually get started and until I like try to move forward and jump into action. And so if I listen to my spidey senses, that would be, you know, like 2 weeks ahead of time and not months, which worked out a little better for me. And so I'm going to talk about in just a moment things that I think help recalibrate my spidey senses, if you will, things that I feel like help put me on the right track, taking these, concerns into consideration. Another reason that I feel like my spidey senses don't kick off the way that I feel like they should is because I've always been rewarded and I've always gotten away with it. I was just thinking back when I was in school, we had assignments and things like that. If I could go back, I probably would have started a lot of things way sooner than I did. And I feel like I hate saying this way because it's not like I procrastinated. It was just more like I was always doing the assignment that was right in front of me at that time. But meanwhile, I would have maybe a paper due at the end of the semester or some longer term projects. And I would just do those longer term projects, with only a week left to go when I was actually given, I don't know, I'm just making up times, guys, but 6 weeks to work on it. So it's not like I was pulling all-nighters and doing these big assignments because I was slacking off at school. I graduated at the top of my class. It was just more that I didn't really prioritize my time. And I could have taken really big projects and I could have broken them down into little pieces and I could have incorporated them into my week ahead of time so that when it was time to turn it in, instead of having a couple of nights to work on it, I had several weeks to work on it, and I never really approached it that way. And so one reason I feel like my spidey senses never really recalibrated or adjusted is because I always found a way to pull through. I always was able to make it work. And not only did I, get those assignments done on time, but I was able to turn them in and get passing colors, I was able to get score with passing colors. And so what incentive would I have had to be oh girl, you should have started that early, besides the fact that it was incredibly difficult, but I don't know, I guess I just thought that that was just how everybody was doing it. I didn't really even think about that there's a different way. And honestly, yes, I did actually, which I think I could talk about it now. I knew that there is a different way. I knew that there were people who were starting their work, 6 weeks ahead of time, but I always associated that as being so challenging. And I think the reason that I did that is because I just had the wrong lens. I saw myself working on that assignment for the three days before it was due. I saw how much stress I was under. I saw how I wasn't resting or getting proper sleep, and I was just full of anxiety. And so my brain imagined that if I would have started that assignment, 6 weeks ago, I would be feeling like that, but it would be extended. It would be a longer amount of time that I would have been under distress, So I was just it's so hard. How could you possibly do that? That's just too much work, And what I didn't realize is that it's actually easier. It's so much easier to start 6 weeks ahead of time. If you sit down, you map out a plan, you can literally be taking little tiny nibbles out of that assignment each day. And then by the time you get to the end, all you have to do is button it up. So meanwhile, while, people who are waiting to the last minute, like me, are really neglecting themselves and not taking care of themselves and struggling to get this paper done. When it's your turn to be in the last couple of days, if you started early, you're really just chilling because your assignment is basically done and it's just so much easier to take care of it like that. And so I don't know, like I said, I just had the wrong mind frame, the wrong lens, the wrong perspective. And I always assumed that it was harder until, my motherhood journey where I've actually been really challenged to not do it that way because, there's only a limit. There's only so much there's only so far that you can go when you save these big projects to the last minute. There's only so much that you can do. There's only so nice you can make your trip, and there's only so much you can pull off when you are not giving yourself enough time and you're not planning properly. So yeah, I think that that is definitely one of the reasons that it just never recalibrated. I got away with it. And I never was put in a situation until motherhood where I had to do things differently to be successful. And just to kind of tie into that, One thing too that I feel like made it hard for me to recalibrate my spidey senses is the fact that, like I was saying, that I was always successful and things always got done, so I never really had a need until I hit my motherhood journey. But just the fact that when you're working, with that last minute intense pressure, girl, that adrenaline will just give you superhuman power. And I mean, so I just really feel like, I had a lot of fuel that really helped propel me, and that really helps me get things done. So I feel like this kind of ties into the last point, but like adrenaline will be having you do all kind of crazy things to reach your goal. And so, it's just really created this perception that I was just like this superhuman that could do all this superhuman stuff. But, the fault with that is that it only lasts for so long. You can't just live in a perpetual state of living in adrenaline. And then what happens is, once you complete that big project, let's say that you did want to, get ahead on the next thing. Like, you're so drained and so tired, like you kind of like put yourself into this loop of constantly living in this state because you're so drained, you're so tired, like you don't even want to possibly think about working on anything else. And so it's like now you're delaying on like future tasks. And so it's just really this big vicious loop. And it's just really unfortunate that I didn't really figure this out ahead of time, and that they don't have like classes. Like, how did I like literally get through my whole, under my whole high school years and my whole college years, and no one like really broke this thing down for me? So I just find that very interesting. So as you can imagine, this whole faulty spidey senses, if you will, this is like a really rude name. I guess I better come up with a better name for this. Has really, really kicked me in the butt over the years. And so let's talk about how it has made things way harder than it has needed to be. Like right now, as we are getting ready to kind of get closer and closer to this trip, I feel stress, but it feels like a healthy amount of stress. Like, let's just kind of wrap this up. Let's get things done. But it doesn't feel like, and I hate to use this word lightly and then someone gets offended by it, but this is just the vocabulary that I have right now until I have better vocabulary. But I really feel like when I tried to accomplish our big trip, 4 years ago, like I felt beyond stressed, like way beyond the stress that I feel now. Like, I always make jokes, like post-traumatic stress disorder. Like, I actually, after that trip, I didn't think, like I said, I wanted to find systems. I wanted to find better ways of approaching life because I was just like, I don't think I we could, if there's not a better way out there, I don't really see us going any much anywhere else, for a long time, because like I can't handle this pressure. I can't handle this stress, And so that was just such a really hard and rattling experience. And so the fact that I probably didn't start preparing for that trip, literally, I probably didn't start preparing for it until like a week or weeks before. And so I don't know, it just makes things way harder. Even thinking about like school and assignments and things like that, just, you really can put yourself in a situation where you're not really thinking about self-care. You're not really taking care of yourself. You're not really getting enough sleep and things like that. And you can only live like that, for so long. And I feel like as I've kind of gone through my motherhood journey, my projects and things that I want to accomplish, they have gotten bigger because it's not just me now that I'm trying to take care of. It's not just me going on a vacation because that would be a lot easier. I'm trying to coordinate this for a family of six, and like my old trifling ways would not allow me to, make this a smooth, pleasant, organized, experience if I try to function on the same level that I did in the past. So I do want to leave this episode off just talking about things that have really helped me either override my spidey senses and kind of see that, okay, this situation is actually a lot more complicated than I thought, and I need to get started now, or at least readjust and recalibrate my spidey senses so I could be like, whoa, I don't have as much time as I think that I do, and I need to get started. So the big tip that I have for myself is just learning to plan properly and learning how to just write all of the things that I need to do on paper. So when I say that, you don't want to like write it that way, because I know that that was a problem that I have too, is like writing my list in a way that felt, my lists in ways that felt like chaotic and unorganized, and that made me even feel more overwhelmed. So I'm not saying that. I do have videos, but those are going to be on my YouTube channel, and I'll try to make those podcast versions one day in the future where I share the processes that I use to organize my big projects, whether that's a trip, whether that's a birthday party, whether that's Christmas. Like, I think that it's really helpful to think in categories instead of thinking in like specific line items. Like, you don't want to think about your projects where it's like too big and too broad and you can't like it's just too high level. That's not helpful, but it's also not helpful to kind of get lost in the weeds. And that would be more toward, like, I felt like I was in either one of those extremes. Like, I was thinking too high level and thought that I had things under control, or I was like really in the weeds and I felt like overwhelmed. And so learning how to find that middle ground and thinking in really big categories. And so I feel like if you go through the process that I outline on my channel, which is coming up with your master to-do list, and like I said, not getting in the weeds, but thinking in these big categories, and then taking that master to-do list and, you know, assigning each task to a timeline, you can start to see, okay, if I start working on this now, you know, I need to get XYZ done by this date. I need to get ABC done by this date. And you start to kind of feel out like, oh, actually, that's actually going to take a lot of work to get XYZ done, you know, within a week. So you start to feel it, and you start to see it when you see it on paper and you try to map it out and you try to put time frames on things, and it becomes a lot more apparent that, okay, I better get started on this now because I don't have as much time as I thought. So that's always a good point. If you're like wondering if it's too early, just go through a planning process, you know, where you just map out the things that need to get done and you put them to a timeline and compare that to how much time you have left. It's very eye-opening and revealing, and usually that is enough to get my spidey senses tingling, like, okay, this is not a game anymore. And I know you thought you was really doing something, girl, you know, starting early, but you didn't start that early. You actually started at the perfect time. So that's that. Another thing that really helps me kind of recalibrate my spidey senses or kind of readjust and kind of get real about how much time I have left is just starting. Like, I recommend doing the first one, planning it out, but sometimes that's also enough for me to see that, okay, this is not a game. For example, today I had a goal to start packing for our trip, and I don't know what I was thinking. We're still several days ahead of time, and one of my huge goals for this trip is to, like, the day of, or the night before and the day of, I do not want to be packing. Like, I don't want to be packing more than a couple of, like, oh, you know, don't forget to grab the charger kind of stuff. Like, I want the packing process to be so smooth and easy, so I'm trying to pack ahead of time so that that will happen for me. And so I don't know what I was thinking, girl. I thought I could pack because I feel very organized. I have a list of every single thing that needs to go into the bag, although I know that I might have missed some things, whatever, we'll get it. And so I thought that I could do all that like in one day. And girl, it's like, that's all you have to do is get started, get moving, and then you get slapped in the face of reality real quick. Like, okay, no, this is actually a way bigger project than I thought that it was, and it's going to take time. So thankfully, since I started early and I'm starting before my spidey senses tingle, which honestly would probably be like the night before or the day before we travel, if I'm being honest, that's what I would probably naturally do. It just feels so good to be like, all right, well, you know, I don't have time to do it all today, but luckily, you know, we still have, you know, 5 more days left before the trip. So if I do the boys' stuff today, the girls' stuff tomorrow, I'll do my stuff that, you know, final day, I'll pack the food that we're taking, and then we're going to be good to go. Like, it just, like, feels really good to be in a position where I have all that time, because that would be very stressful to me if I would have waited until my spidey senses tingled and I would have waited until the night before the trip to start packing, only for me to find out after, I packed a couple of suitcases that I'm tired. But oh no, you have a deadline to hit, so I'm gonna be up all night packing, and then I'm gonna be exhausted when it's time to leave in the morning, So that's some stuff that I've definitely done before, and it feels good to be in an experience where now I get to experience something different. I'm tired and I have time, and I can make this enjoyable. Like, I don't have to be stressed out. I don't have to be sleep deprived. And like, I can might actually be able to enjoy this trip this time around. And that it really feels good to be in that place. And so starting will definitely help open your eyes and adjust the spidey sense to be like, okay, starting before you think you should, will definitely help adjust that spidey sense and help you see, like, okay, I actually need to use the time that I have ahead of me. I don't really have time to delay here. So anyway, that is what I wanted to share about that. I have some other related topics like I have coming up that I feel like are really related to this whole spidey sense thing. I feel like one another reason that I didn't mention earlier that I feel like my spidey senses don't tingle when they should is because one thing that I really did was I kind of conf I don't want to say I confused these two things. I just didn't distinguish them, a task versus a project. And I think that I used to treat big projects like, oh, there's just a couple of tasks on my to-do list. No, honey. No, honey. So that is probably an episode that I'll have coming up real soon. We'll dig into the details of that. But yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just a lot of learning, a lot of growth, and it feels good to be aware and to not be, trying to approach this trip in the same way that I have in the past. And honestly, I feel like maybe this is what I'm doing now is what other people have been doing all along, and I was just late to the party, but it's okay because we're here, and I'm just going to do the best I can to pass down everything that I figured out and learned to you all. Thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast episode. I really enjoy the time that we get to spend together, and make sure that you subscribe so that we can just have more conversations about how to find peace and balance in the things that we have to do. Like, we may not be able to get those items off of our to-do list. We may still have to juggle a lot when it comes to being a, working mom. But I do believe that if we approach it with a new attitude, a healthier mindset, that we can find peace and balance. And this is not coming from a place of, me saying that I have my life together. This is coming from a place of I'm on the journey with you all. And I believe that we can put our heads together and figure this out. And I'm going to do my part and share what I've learned and what has been helpful to me. And so I love having conversation with you guys and hearing what you guys are up to. Definitely feel free to come over on the Instagram if you ever want to like chat about what's working for you, or if you have questions or anything like that you would like me to cover on the Potty Podcast. And yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, and I look forward to catching up with you on the next one.